people, and there's a long history of strong leadership, both political and corporate. And some 13 years ago, they made a decision to create a cultural district, which now, today, is really second to none. And it's getting better every day.
You have the Pittsburgh Symphony, the Heinz Hall, the Benedum Center, downtown, bringing people downtown for cultural events in the evening.
And we're going to be opening the brand new public theater, the O'Reilly Theater, in this December, and it's going to be opening with a world premiere play by August Wilson, who's based in Pittsburgh, a very famous playwright, and we're really excited about that.
There are department stores in downtown Pittsburgh. Many cities that you go to and they're boarded up, and the department stores have vacated the downtown core for the suburbs, but you've got those vibrant shopping districts as well.
It's great to walk around here, Harry. I mean, I really enjoyed it. Clean, lots to do. It's lit up, especially now with the holidays. It's looking really nice. They got the decorations up just about everywhere. One of the things that I found particularly nice, maybe you can tell us a bit about it, is they call it the Point. It's right where the two rivers meet to join the Third River, the Monongahela, the Allegheny, which become the Ohio River. And they plowed that over at one point to make a park with a beautiful fountain, and that's where the Christmas tree is.
And that's my neighborhood park. I live right at the Point.
Are you serious?
Right next to the Hilton Hotel, and I'm there a lot, and it's a safe place to be. And that's the thing about Pittsburgh. A lot of Canadians have this impression that America is drugs, guns, and Pittsburgh is just a very, very safe place. If you come by cab from the airport, and the way you describe the view as you come through the tunnel is right on. It's just so dramatic. But you ask cab driver, yeah, is it okay to walk around downtown? I don't think you'll come across one that says, no, don't do that. So it's really a great city, and the Point is a big, big attraction. It's the icon for the city with the fountain.
It's a good walk around downtown, too. I mean, I really enjoyed walking around here. You're not either flooded in a sea of cabs as you are in New York either.
It's a compact downtown. You're not going to get lost. Public transportation within the downtown core is free. You could take world's smallest subway in the downtown core.
It's called the T here, and it really does work well. And in downtown, it's free, and it's a really nice way to get around.
That's what I notice about the public transit within Pittsburgh. The downtown core, you get on at one point, the other point, within downtown, and it's free.
Which encourages
our favorite price.
It encourages people to come downtown. They can leave their car and still get around. They don't have to clog the whole city core with those cars.
You mentioned, I mentioned about how many people work downtown. Well, half of those people come by transit, which really, again, makes for a very vibrant city. And so it's a very strong system.
But you do make it accessible to the car. I must stress that. That's one thing that they're doing wrong in Montreal, is that they're anti-car. They're trying to get the car out of downtown. And that's really killing the downtown core, if you ask me. One of the main things that they should do in Montreal that they're doing here is, you go look everywhere, there's bridges everywhere. And they're not clogged, traffic moves very beautifully, and it really doesn't take away from the landscape at all. The other thing about the bridges around here, and I was talking to a guy named Scott yesterday at the observatory on the Science Museum, he says, yeah, we got two more bridges coming. And I looked at him and I said, okay, I'm going to fix you for that one.
There are over 700 bridges within the city limits, I think around 2,000 in the county. The combination of hills, the rivers, the bridges, traffic moves smoothly.
We're jealous of your bridges.
Very concentrated plan, a very coordinated plan, that you're not going to be stuck in traffic based on the number of people and the topography.
One of our guides, one of the ladies who actually drove us around from the Convention and Visitors Bureau, she was telling us, well, I'm sorry, the traffic is so heavy right now. I'm thinking, this is normal. Sources Road and Dollar DeDormo traffic. This is... You call this heavy? I mean,
no.
Come watch the lineup getting onto the Champlain Bridge at 5 o'clock.
15 minutes if you're lucky, most likely 30 or 35 minutes. But no, everything moved very smoothly as we noticed it.
This is one thing we like about the area here. Well, Harry, anything else you want to tell us?
You have the downtown Pittsburgh Sparkles program going 19 November, which was yesterday, through January 7th. And our listeners from across the United States can come in here to do their Christmas shopping and get into the whole holiday spirit.
One of the things about Pittsburgh that really struck me is that people do have a joie de vivre here. I'll tell you that people, in terms of celebrations, last night's Light Up Night was a 40th annual Light Up Night event in Pittsburgh. And the challenge for our organization, the downtown organization, is how to coordinate all the things that everybody wants to do. Pittsburgh is home to the biggest fireworks manufacturer, I think, in the world. You can't have an event in Pittsburgh without having an incredible fireworks display. And as you were saying earlier, there is a lot to do downtown. We have, unlike many American cities...
You didn't say largest, did you?
I think it is. And I've been to Bastille Days in Paris, and it's our July 4th.
Have you been to the Benson and Hedges Festival at La Ronde?
I can't say I have.
This is one thing about Pittsburgh, folks. I've gone through their, they have this big binder at the CVB, listing all kinds of fun facts about Pittsburgh. Truly, they have so much to brag about. Why do they have to embellish this way? They have things which they say are first but are not. They have things which they say are biggest which are not.
Zambelli Brothers is the largest family-owned fireworks company in the world.
The manufacturer. Okay, so the largest manufacturer is located.
Okay, because we have
Didn't I say that?
Yeah, manufacturer.
We have a very large... No, you said the largest. I'm thinking, what?
The largest fireworks.
No, because we're also... Now, I don't know if Elliot Price is in studio, because with the show that follows ours is Elliot Price's sports trivia, but they also claim the world's first professional hockey team. And I kind of wonder about that too. The Pittsburgh Yellow Jackets.
Professionally, you mean paid players.
As in paid players, yes, I know. Elliot, of course, is the guru of sports as far as I'm concerned. He knows 10 times more than I'll ever know if I studied all my life. And maybe he can straighten me out on that one. But I kind of wonder about that because, you know, hockey is kind of Canada's pet sport. Be that as it may, we also have a thing about the world's first radio station.
Now that is absolutely
the
truth.
You're the city of champions.
Yeah, that's right.
Be careful where you're talking about sports.
Commercial radio station. Now that's an important word too.
Commercial. Well, I think that the Canadian Marconi Company was a commercial outfit back in 1915, when they got their mandate from the federal government to start up XWA, which later became CFCF, which later became CIQC 600.
I think we're caught here.
How about the largest
department store in downtown? Kaufman's.
Anyhow, I don't mean to throw any cold water, but those of you who are proud to be Canadian, speak up, please.
There's a whole booklet out here on the downtown Pittsburgh Sparkles with concerts, exhibits going on, films and videos, and you can get that by calling toll-free 1-888-PGA-FEST, www.downtownpittsburgh.com.
Absolutely. We're having a great time out here. We have Christine from the CVB.
Hello.
Welcome. Actually, yesterday...
Pittsburgh.
Yep, absolutely. One of the things we enjoyed yesterday following our lunch was to walk around downtown Pittsburgh. The Greater Pittsburgh Convention and Visitors Bureau is actually housed in the old Alcoa headquarters building, a building made largely out of aluminum, and you see it evident just about everywhere. They also have a great display in the lobby of Pittsburgh circa the 1950s, which is really something special to see.
As they were building the building, they took pictures of the surrounding area, and we were also looking through some photographs years ago. 9 a.m., 3 p.m., you could not see across the street.
That was early 1900s, yeah.
From 1900s to around just after the Second World War, and then over the past 50 years, industry has cleaned up.
It is a tribute to Pittsburgh's ability to clean up their environment. What they've managed to do to change from the blackened noon hours that they had back in the early 1900s to what a beautiful day it is today. We saw pictures in this book about the contrast between a building as it was being cleaned. And anyway, it's a tribute to Pittsburgh and what they've been able to do.
There was a time in Pittsburgh where the businessmen would have to go and change their shirts.
That's right.
At noon because there was so much
soot and grime in the air.
And from the steel mills.
Exactly.
Today
it is a
different city.
There are no more steel mills left anywhere in the Pittsburgh area. The only thing left are the old stacks from U.S. Steel, which is actually what is now USX because they've divested of their steel interests. And they're out in the Homestead area. We're actually looking forward to seeing those as a bit of a sightseeing tour later on.
There's a tour you can do of the steel mills to get the history.
I would love to go on a tour like that because we are fascinated by history. We are coming up on the break at 11:30. Following the break, we got more info on Pittsburgh. Alex, let's roll it.
AM 600. Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
DIQC, Montreal. Hi from Billy Mutzen over on St. Charles, corner of the TransCanada in Kirkland. Drop on by, all sorts of exciting things going on. We're going to make your life a lot easier, too, so you can benefit from the promos this weekend at Billy Mutzen. We accept Visa, MasterCard, Interact, Billy Mutzen credit card. Plus, of course, you pay only November 2000 with no deposit, payment, interest, or hidden or extra charges. For your household appliances, electronics, ask about the extended warranty program. And also for your furniture, for the Magic Seal Fabric Protection Plan or Leather Care at-home treatment. That's all you're going to need. And drop by for the futons that we have here, too, with the futon metal frame 7-layer mattress for $299, free service, free delivery with that. And you take advantage of the purchase plan, too. And don't forget, too, you buy your furniture, your household appliances, electronics today, we can warehouse them for you at 1 year at no extra charge. Maybe you're moving like 6 months from now. We've got it all covered for you with over 113 armchair models available starting at $249. The Glider armchair, ottoman, upholstered in leatherette, choice of black, forest green, and plum for $249 for the two pieces with free delivery. Drop on by Billy Mutzen for all your furniture, your electronics, your home appliances. We're on St. Charles, corner of the TransCanada in Kirkland.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. And it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Holiday shopping can take the cheer out of Christmas. Not this time. The Montreal General Hospital will hold its Premier Noël fundraising sale at Ogilvie's Tudor Hall. For 3 days, buy bundles of brand name clothing, toys, jewelry, home accessories, and more at unbelievable prices. And pay no taxes. Opening night, Wednesday, November 24th, $25. Thursday through Friday, shop from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. free admission. The Montreal General Hospital Premier Noël sale at Ogilvie's. Cheers.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
LaSalle slides the puck to Dollard DiSormo, who feeds it to Dorval on the wing. It's off the boards to Saint-Eustache, who gives it to Laval as he crosses center ice. Now Montreal's got it. He floats it past the point O'Trump, who swoops in and releases a wicked shot, deflected in front of the net by St. Jerome. Boucherville scoops up the loose puck. He shoots. He scores! Feel like a winner? How about a delicious chicken brochette with rice, fries, or baked potato and sauce for only $4.99 daily from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at all Scores Chicken and Ribs. You always get more at Scores.
Hello, everybody. It's Maria Miles from the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
What a getaway to Pittsburgh. What a place to go.
We got away.
Willa Back is Stephen Pickford for segment 3 of Travel World here on Liberty Works Radio Network, CIQC Montreal as well. We were talking over the break about what a great job that the Pittsburgh CVB has been doing for its area. One thing that a lot of cities don't know about is their Convention and Visitors Bureau. One lady was telling us yesterday that until she actually got a job at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, she didn't know that they had one or what one was. As a matter of fact, every major city seems to have a Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's well worth having. Support your local Convention Visitors Bureau because they are bringing tourists to your area. This is mainly addressed to our friends on the Liberty Works Network, but also in Montreal as well. They're bringing tourists in. This particular trip, we came down. We were actually part of a group. There were three other people with us, two from Florida, one from France, believe it or not. The guy from France looks a little bit like Jean-Claude Van Damme's little brother. We call him Jean-Pierre Van Damme. He talks a bit like that, too. But he had a good sense of humor, a guy named David, and he flew back to Paris this morning. And he did a piece for what he called un magasin, which, of course, in Quebec would probably mean a store. And we call it a revue in Quebec. At any rate, two of our correspondents come from Florida, which one of the funniest things that I ever heard was the day they arrived, they were dressed in their Florida clothes, and "We don't own coats," was the comment that we'd heard. Anyway, you'll be hearing more from them.
We'll be talking to them a little later in
Valerie
the
and Tricia. At any rate, we have with us Christine from the CVB telling us about, they have other trips too. You have how many, four other fam trips in town this
weekend?
This weekend,
yeah, for Light Up Night to kick off the Sparkle season. And
from where are you bringing all these journalists?
We have journalists and we have group tour guides and destination tour guides that we bring in. I think that's the group that you mainly saw at the
Civic
Center last night. They are people who either plan conventions and meetings and want to check out the city for future convention sites or group tour destinations. And Pittsburgh is the number one city in Pennsylvania for vacation and travel, with about $2.17 billion a year coming in for tourists and vacationers and travelers.
Well, there's so many places for them to see when they get here. There's the whole range of cultural attractions, museums, and family-oriented attractions. Why don't you tell us a bit of, if somebody's coming here for a weekend getaway, some of the things they can include?
Well, there's a lot to squeeze in a weekend. We call it the Pittsburgh Package, and for families specifically, you have a number of things. And one I think that you guys both like a lot, so you have to come back next summer, is Kennywood Park, which is, and I will brag, the largest family-owned amusement park in the world.
I heard that, and also almost the roller coaster capital.
The roller coaster capital.
I
they
love
still
roller
have
coasters.
The older roller coasters that are wooden. So when you're going up them in a very slow, you know, it's clicking and
you hear
the wood
clickety
and
clink and
the
cotter pins dropping
just
out.
Get you a little frightened, a little
bearings
more.
Falling out.
It's great. It's fun. No, no bearings falling out. It has a very, very high.
So you don't lose your bearings on this thing.
No, you don't lose your bearings at all. But they also have new roller coasters like the Steel Phantom, which I think I hold the record for. I rode it 7 times in a row.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was great. Thank you.
Way to go, Alex.
Thank you for adding that.
See, I told you, Alex is on the ball.
Oh, yeah.
No one warned me on that one. But you have to ride it in the front seat and in the back seat and try it from all angles. They also have a great roller coaster called the Racers, where you have two coasters riding side by side and they race each other. They have another older...
How does one roller coaster race another one? You can control the speed of this thing through a curve?
The people in the booth control it.
Oh, you know, no.
You know.
You're at their mercy.
Totally at their mercy.
But it's also sort of fun. This may be a little illegal thing to do, but the coasters go very close to each other, side by side, so you can lean out and, like, hit your brother as he's flying by you. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
And meanwhile, you don't see that beam, that support beam, coming between you, and you lose your arm in the process.
That's
what they call a passive discouragement device.
They try that. They have another wooden roller coaster called the Jackrabbit, which is another older one. It has the double dip to it, so you kind of do the bounce in between and really flat.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Yeah,
so you're actually going along there, and the seat almost comes out from underneath you or something like that.
But they're the old coaster cars. You've got the old little, you know, vinyl-covered seat that's old, and you have to slip under the iron bar.
And what about a bit of a kiddie land? Now, I got a 3-year-old daughter, cute little girl named Amy.
Good kiddie land. They have a mascot called Kenny Kangaroo for Kennywood Park, and he's all over kiddie land. And they have little roller coasters in there. They have a little they have a train ride that's great for kids that goes all around the park.
She's probably going to stay on that one all day. She loves that.
Yeah, it's really nice. And the big old carousel with the nicest man in Pittsburgh. He was voted the nicest man in Pittsburgh. He runs it over and over again. He will let you on for free. He does that a lot.
I just heard a few U.S. Air flights getting filled up by Montreal.
Coming down for that.
Mention the free thing.
That's right.
Something to look forward to for the summertime.
No, but seriously, the carousel. I mean, Amy liked that. Amy got you on the merry-go-round when we went out to
north of Boston, Salisbury Beach.
Beautiful carousel.
And at this time of year, if you come here in November, December, January, what are some of the children-oriented, family-oriented attractions and things they can include?
Well, there's a few things. I think you started out with the Carnegie Museums.
Oh, yes.
The Carnegie Museum
yes.
Science Center
yes.
has the largest collection of dinosaurs in the world, which all children love.
We saw that.
Most of them are from Utah. They dig most of them up in Utah and bring them here to Pittsburgh. Andrew Carnegie, of course, started
yeah.
the public library system and mm-hmm. building the museum and dedicating it to the people of Pittsburgh.
They got a new exhibit in the Carnegie Museum.
Dinosaur dig.
Dinosaur dig. Mm-hmm. Got a nephew named Eric. And Amy's actually visiting Eric. She's going to visit her grandma and grandpa this week. And Eric is there. And if Eric is listening, you're going to love this place because he's into dinosaurs big time.
Yeah.
He's going to sit there the whole day digging up. You can actually go there and dig up bones and fossils and stuff like that.
Learn how it's done firsthand.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
It's a very hands-on exhibit. The children can
oh,
visit
yeah.
the
I
museum,
thought of them right away.
Museum of Natural History. The parents can actually go next door, connected indoors to the
right.
art museum.
The art museum, and they have the Carnegie International now, which runs through March, which happens about once every 3-4 years. They travel the world and collect contemporary art and bring it back and put on an exhibit. And
that was
opened,
neat.
And a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and it will run through March. That's great. It's very interactive, hands-on. They have a great art center to it mm-hmm. where you can do silk screening lessons and claymation and just a wonderful center. That's a lot of fun. That's on the north side. Maybe
face painting?
Too. Face painting.
Amy likes that. She'll
yeah.
go.
You've got the whole art, and they have it's mostly run by volunteers who
oh, yeah?
stay there all afternoon and, you know, hands-on with the kids.
I like the paper airplanes at the Science Center yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little mini wind tunnels where you build a paper airplane.
So I
built the kind my father makes. Everybody's wondering, what on earth are you building?
But we also have the Pittsburgh Zoo, and you have to come back next spring for the opening of the aquarium, which is great.
Ah.
But right now, if you come to the zoo, we've mm-hmm. got the baby elephant. She
oh.
was just born, and she is
Aww.
So cute. What did she gain, 95 pounds in her first week? Yeah, 5 pounds a day. She's cute. So you got to come fast before she gets
before
much bigger, much faster.
There are actually 20 museums in Pittsburgh and 50 in the area. So
mm-hmm.
you can come back many, many weekends mm-hmm. and find something different to do.
Yeah, it's a great educational center for families. But it's also, as I said, you have the museums with hands-on experience. So kids aren't just simply walking around the museum and looking at things hanging on a wall.
They're doing.
Yeah, it's very interactive. You tire your kids out, wear them out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a good thing.
There's another set of planes that are filling up in Montreal. No, seriously, though, even at the Science Center, some great experiments like sound waves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And even Stephen and I got into this one.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to play Crazy Train on the keyboard. So.
Of course.
Now you can play the theme song if you ever forget.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzy Osbourne. You actually mentioned an Ozzy Osbourne Crazy Train connection to Pittsburgh.
Well, our City of Champions are our sports teams. You know.
Listen to that.
Steelers and the Pirates and
City
the Penguins.
Champions, but they deserve it. They have won Stanley Cups recently.
We have, and we do have Mario,
mm-hmm.
and we love him. But yeah. The Pirates...
Yeah, yeah, he rescued
the
guys from bankruptcy.
He's our adopted native son now for our town, and he still
yes,
lives
of
here.
Course.
And he owns the Pittsburgh Penguins, of course. You can
yes.
come to a game and...
Mm-hmm.
catch him in the owner's box, which is exciting mm-hmm. enough. He's kind of distinguishable, rather tall man. But our Pittsburgh Pirates, our baseball team, young owner, pretty exciting. The rally cry for the team is your theme song, Ozzy Osbourne Crazy Train. And they play it in the locker room. They play it all throughout the game on the loudspeakers. It's a lot of fun.
We got 30 seconds before the break. Do you speak Pittsburghese? Please.
Yuns.
Yuns.
What are Yuns talking about?
We've got to go see the Stillers. Get
watch
top
Stillers
seven.
Grab an arm.
Come
and watch the Stillers game.
My parents are mortified. Thank you.
Well, you can actually learn how to speak Pittsburghese at www.pittsburghese.com.
Yeah, the
website devoted to that.
It's serious.
No. Go to www. visitpittsburgh.com.
There we go. And it's got a link to the Pittsburghese site.
And now I've got more work, thanks.
All right, let's roll the break, Alex.
AM 600. Travel World will continue.
CIQC Montreal.
Why do we go to Unibree for Christmas?
We have to get ready when Santa comes.
We learned this song just for him.
Go. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
happy holidays from Unipree.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Saint Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Holiday shopping can take the cheer out of Christmas. Not this time. The Montreal General Hospital will hold its Premier Noël fundraising sale at Ogilvie's Tudor Hall. For 3 days, buy bundles of brand name clothing, toys, jewelry, home accessories, and more at unbelievable prices. And pay no taxes. Opening night, Wednesday, November 24th, $25. Thursday through Friday, shop from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. free admission. The Montreal General Hospital Premier Noël sale at Ogilvie's. Cheers.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
LaSalle slides the puck to Dollard DiSormo, who feeds it to Dorval on the wing. It's off the boards to Saint Eustache, who gives it to Laval as he crosses center ice. Now Montreal's got it. He floats it past the point O'Trump, who swoops in and releases a wicked shot deflected in front of the net by Saint Jerome. Boucherville scoops up the loose puck. He shoots. He scores! Feel like a winner? How about a delicious chicken brochette with rice, fries, or baked potato and sauce for only $4.99 daily from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at all Scores Chicken and Ribs. You always get more at Scores.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Travel World. Willa Backus and Steve Pickford in Pittsburgh, and the station ID, of course, from Cynthia Fodor, who's originally from Pittsburgh. We actually asked her to speak Pittsburghese on the first interview that we had with her. She said, please, I've been spending 20 years trying to get rid of that accent.
Our own steel town girl on Travel World.
And we didn't even realize there are no steel mills left in Pittsburgh.
No.
But
we actually had our dinner on Thursday night at the Grand Concourse, the former Pittsburgh and Lake Erie Railroad Station, noted for its seafood. That is Cynthia Fodor's favorite place to eat when she comes home to Pittsburgh. So there's our connection, our nebulous connection of the day. We have to have a nebulous connection
just
to every
oysters.
Program.
Great oysters.
Great oysters.
Should have
I wouldn't know.
Or doesn't.
Vic Phillips, yeah, thank you.
But nice view of the city.
I want to let listeners off the hook with a few of the little facts that we gathered.
Yes, facts about the Heinz 57. Why don't we get that?
The Heinz 57, Heinz ketchup bottle. If you've ever had trouble getting ketchup out of a Heinz bottle, Digby told us this one. He says, have a look on the glass Heinz ketchup bottle. If there is a 57, a glass 57 on there, and if you hold it a particular way and you tap that 57, that will break the vacuum and out will come your ketchup.
Yeah. Hopefully he wasn't a talking donkey and telling you the correct way to get
the resonant frequency of the glass, and it'll break and you get ketchup all over.
Have you tested it yet?
Well, that's what usually happens to me. No, or my sister, who would bang that bottle right down on the table, and the ketchup would come flying up all over the place. Mm-hmm. That was my sister's work. But no, they have a few other things here. We talked about Kennywood Park. Jonas Salk, the polio vaccine, mm-hmm. Was done here in Pittsburgh.
At Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Thomas Enright was known as World Wart One. That was a typo.
He was the first known casualty after war was declared.
Yes, okay, World War One. Oh, okay, yeah. I read wart. No, that was the typo in the CVB manual. We learned about cobblestones. There are an awful lot of cobblestones here at...
cobblestones in Pittsburgh.
There's a lot of cobblestones here in Pittsburgh.
Be warned.
Well, listen, also some of the research...
Shows
anyway,
that we read our press.
Actually, no, we have to be kind because Christine's there for 3 months and she's going through this old manual and she's going to be updating the facts. So those of you who...
10 or more years old.
Yes, yes.
We'll update it and send you a copy.
Elliot, I know you're in studio by now, so find out who actually was the first professional sports team and let them know that it was not the Pittsburgh Yellow Jackets.
First professional hockey team.
Hockey team.
So cobblestones, yeah.
Cobblestones, yes. Why cobblestones? I used to wonder in Montreal, why on earth cobblestones? And cobblestones, apparently, so horses could get a better footing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. I didn't know that.
And it creates a romantic atmosphere. We also have our two other travelers with
us. Two of the travelers who joined us from Florida, invited here as well by the Convention and Visitors Bureau. They are from Florida. One is from one of our favorite all-time destinations in Florida, Jacksonville, home of the Blue Bridge, and that would be Valerie. Welcome to Travel World, Valerie.
Thank you.
So you were apparently from Alabama, you told us?
Yes, I'm from Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Actually, as a little bit of a country music connection, because I have to mention country music every time I do Travel World.
I don't like country music.
So what?
But I'm supposed to, right?
Yes, because you're born in Nashville.
Right.
Yes. That's it. That's the whole mention right there.
Connection, yes.
What anyway, well, actually, no, if you roll back to when she said, I don't like country music, we won't hold that against you. But anyway, so you were from Alabama at one point.
Yes.
You said you were going to talk like a redneck for us?
You want me to talk like a redneck?
Yes, talk like
what
a redneck.
Would you like for me to talk about?
Well, you can talk about what you like most about Pittsburgh.
Do it in a redneck voice.
No.
Come on. Please, the folks in Americas are listening. Monroe, Louisiana, Abbeville.
All right, I guess I can do it for a little while.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You and Jethro.
Well, of course, being from the South, when I got here, I didn't expect people to be very friendly because I just thought, you know, they would be rude. But the people in Pittsburgh are very nice, very friendly, great food. I've enjoyed it. It's a beautiful city.
Thank you.
Much better than Alabama.
Oh, yes, much better than Alabama.
Actually, I really enjoyed every time we went down to visit Jacksonville, Florida. They have, again, another tribute to a great Convention and Visitors Bureau, Jacksonville and its beaches, CVB. Back, we did our visit in 1990. Gina Villacorta was the lady who welcomed us in.
Same year that I came to Pittsburgh for the first time.
That's right, yeah, where the Travel World story began. We actually announced that in our promos.
Yes, because...
Our first Travel World story was on Pittsburgh.
The first time I ever appeared on the old cable series with Jay Rubenstein, the illustrious Jay Rubenstein, the media icon from the Videotron cable network. Rubenstein at Large was here in Pittsburgh doing its show. Full half hour on Pittsburgh.
How are you enjoying Pittsburgh, Valerie?
I love it. It really is beautiful.
There, in a nutshell.
It's beautiful.
Her impression of Pittsburgh.
A great place
it
to
is.
Get to.
What was your favorite part?
Weekend getaway.
Andy Warhol Museum.
The Andy Warhol Museum?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was surprised because you and Tricia did not seem to be overly impressed by the Andy Warhol Museum.
No, I was. He's kind of eccentric. Kind of. It.
Well, yeah, but that's Andy Warhol. That's
the
whole
thing.
Yeah. All right. Look, why don't you pass the mic over to Tricia?
Now, Tricia, what did you
the
like?
The
War
of Attrition.
What did I like the best? The first restaurant we went to visit was the...
Grand Concourse.
The Grand Concourse was great. The view was beautiful, and you could sit there for a couple hours and just look at everything, and it's just a beautiful city.
You're originally from Florida, right?
Pensacola, Florida.
Pensacola, and you live in Tampa.
I live in Tampa. I go to school there.
Okay, so... And how did you like Pittsburgh so far? You're the lady, of course, who exclaimed that
so
you don't
cold.
Own coats.
It's very cold. It's very cold in the studio right now. I think they're trying to make me feel like I'm outside getting the feel of Pittsburgh.
Well, somebody open the window. We're on the 62nd floor here.
We'll be swept out in the wind. See whether we can replicate the wind tunnel.
Christine has told us that there's a football game going to be going on at Fort Duquesne. Not Fort Duquesne, but
there's
Duquesne
one
University.
Out there playing right now. Wow. You can see in the window.
Really?
At Three River Stadium, they're having the high school championship game today. So there are four games at Three River Stadium, of course, home of the Steelers and the Pirates and the championship. But over at Duquesne University, they're practicing on the field, so we were watching them do their drills, and I think they need to practice a little more.
And building
I didn't
you.
That was harsh.
I didn't go to Duquesne University, if you can't tell, but...
and building new professional stadiums for baseball and football.
We have a new ballpark that's going to open. It'll be kind of exciting because you get a home run. The ball goes in the river.
Okay.
You see the
and when scheduled to open? Or
the ballpark will open in April of 2001, and they're ahead of schedule on the construction, so that is firm. And the football stadium, the new home of the Steelers and the University of Pittsburgh Panthers, will open in the fall of 2001.
And these are right adjacent to where Three River Stadium is
right
now.
The football stadium will be to the left, and the baseball stadium will be to be the right, so it'll be a sort of mecca of
and
sports.
Are they just going to fill up Three River Stadium and plant flowers, or what?
They are going to tear it down, and they're looking at putting some different things in, some shopping. They're looking at some pretty major department stores to come in.
They did something really neat, similar to that. There's a place in Jacksonville called The Landing. Mm-hmm. Looks a little bit like an old stadium. I don't know what it was before, but it's a shopping complex, and it's really, really nice.
Well, they're going to tear this down and put some new complexes in. They're looking at some, I can't really mention who, but maybe some fun chains to come in, restaurants, shopping, and really make it a fun area. They're closing the 6th Street Bridge. They renamed it for Roberto Clemente from Pittsburgh, and of course his accomplishments with baseball. And that will be a sort of carnival walkway with restaurants and food booths and little shopping area for you to walk from downtown across the river right into the ballpark. You can go right off the bridge, take a left turn, and boom, you're right in the ballpark.
We got about a minute and a half left of airtime. What is your personal favorite place in Pittsburgh or your thing about Pittsburgh?
If somebody came into town, they were your personal guest, what would they have to include in their itinerary?
Oh, gosh, where to start? One, the shopping is great because we don't have taxes on clothing and shoes, so a lot of people come shopping here. Come to shop.
Merry Christmas.
Another plane load of Montrealers
there
on their way down.
And it's a safe city. It's a safe city to
it
come
is.
To. We're the safest city in the United States with a population of a million. And that I can give you that straight out of Money Magazine.
I believe you. I believe you. Having walked around here, and there is another Montreal nebulous connection. Gateway Center was built by the same developer who did Placeville Marie in Montreal.
Yeah. Overall, Pittsburgh is just a safe city. I love the Carnegie and the museums and the cultural center because if you go to New York and you want to go see a play, you have to wait 3 months to get a ticket.
Right.
Or if you want to go to a great restaurant, you have to wait 3 months, if that, if you can get a seat. We've got great restaurants here. We've got the cultural district with the Heinz, Benedum theaters. August Wilson will open December 9th, with his original play at the O'Reilly, and it's a great theater.
My favorite part of Pittsburgh was the H.J. Heinz History Center.
Yeah, that's great. The building itself is interesting, the old ice factory.
Oh, my goodness, it was wonderful.
And the exhibit,
seven-story building.
What a great location as well, right? The off of the Strip District and convenient walking distance from downtown hotels.
The area where you can get farm fresh produce and stuff.
Yeah, you can get the produce, the great cheese area.
What number can people call to reach the Greater Pittsburgh Convention and Visitors Bureau?
Call us at 1-800-359-0758, and we do have the www.visitpittsburgh.com.
So easily accessible on U.S. Airways with over 500 flights a day from across the United States and Canada. And what more can we say? Pittsburgh.
Where does the time go, Steve?
Oh,
another hour's gone by.
It just flies by, like every week.
Head back home to Montreal tomorrow. Say hello to everybody listening to us. Eric, going to take you down to this museum. You got to dig for dinosaur bones.
Next Saturday, we'll have Judith Ritter talking about Thailand, and also cookbook author Tom Robson, noted chef. His PBS series is up for an Emmy Award. He'll be on next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, for the Travel World Radio Show right here on the Liberty Works Radio Network across America.
This is the Liberty Works Radio Network.